B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, sit tight. Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So, I was thinking about this, right? Which is, can we follow a team that's not good? And then I started to think about the road trips, right? So if you think about the road trips of interest, you got Atlanta to start the season. It's too early to go to Atlanta. It's too hot. And October 10th at Carolina, great trip. Because we got a little bit of an autumn chill happening here. You go down there. It's just a beautiful time of the year. October 24, when autumn is in full throat, Vegas, and the weather's perfect in Vegas in late October. Denver, November 14th. It's a great trip. It's a beautiful city. It's a great kind of time of the year. At Detroit and Halloween, I skipped that. You don't need to go to Detroit. It's not a bad city, but it's not worth it. Not worth it on Halloween. And then you got your, you're at New York, at Washington. So, to me, I was thinking about the trips, and there's three trips that we can have some fun with. Carolina, Vegas, Denver. And if we got together and did those trips, or a variation of one of the three, are we going to go in as prideful?
I would think so. I don't think anyone's going to go on one of these trips and wear a Philly shirt. When you're at the, maybe one, when you're walking around, you go Philly shirt, but
no, but you get my point. Like, are you, again, like, can you follow a team? And it was like that years ago. I'm trying to explain it, but I remember it. Now, I don't know. Did the Super Bowl change us? That to the fact, or the last 20 years when they were in contention. And it goes back, we never actually discussed this before, Andrew, but the concept, and we talked about this between you and I, the concept of being close, driving you insane, you finally get it, and does it put you at ease? Whereas now that desperation is on the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. I think it's also because it's May. I think once we get closer to football.
I disagree, dude.
You really?
Because, man, I did 20 of these schedule releases.
Right.
And I love it. Fired up.
Yeah, but that's, hey, we have a chance to do something. Quaz, who was one of the most excited Eagles fans I've talked to in recent weeks, and the schedule came out today, yesterday, his excitement led him to saying, I think they go 8-9. And what does 8-9 get you? Nothing. If anything, it gives you less, because you should just go 0-17 and get the top pick.
He said 8-9. He didn't mean 8-9.
Yeah, but he said 8-9.
He was 5-3 at one point.
Right. Okay.
And
fine.
The schedule lightens up.
What
in the
is 9-8 doing for you?
So he didn't want. He just didn't want to say,
10-7.
Right. Because if he says 10-7, he thinks, "Well, they're gonna laugh at me," and he's trying to make a point. So that's why he chose 8-9.
All right, but
I understand.
I could see, again, this is the could see win games, right? 5. And I'm sure there are other people that say 7-10. And they'll say, I'm a little more confident. I go 7-10. So what does 7-10 do for you? It does nothing. Which is why I think there's a lack of excitement today.
Yeah, but there were times in the past when we were excited just to be excited.
Yeah, but three years ago with Carson and Doug, it was rookie seasons for both of them. and it was Carson, not Jalen Hurts.
I'm going back further. Like, I don't know. Were you... Let's take it back to 2010, 11, 12. When did they have the horrible year?
Well, it's the dream team. 2012 is last year, and then Chip came in.
Right.
But going into it, we didn't know they were going to go 4-12. It was a dream team. We were thinking 12-4. And before that, it had just been a few years removed since you were in the NFC Championship game against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You had that entire stretch in the early 2000s.
All right, let me, I got it in front of me. Here you go. So, you're right. So, 4-12, going into that year. So, the closest thing would be, man, it, you.
99. Yeah, and you had McNabb.
Well, you had Andy Reid and McNabb.
Right, so you were still excited to see the future because you drafted McNabb second overall.
I guess, I mean, by 07, we were weary, right? Here's the thing. They go Super Bowl, bad year in 05. They come back to 10-6, right? They then in 07 go 8-8. And then the following year, 9-6-1, but that's the year they go play Arizona in the conference championship game. Then you had the back-to-back Cowboy years, and they win 11 games and 10 games.
It's the first time this century where you're not feeling good about the Eagles going into the season.
And that tells you something. Of it, that tells you about Andy, about Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah, no,
Here's the other thing. You can compare Andy Reid, 99, and Sirianni, I guess.
Yeah, but it was McNabb's second overall pick versus Jalen Hurts, overdrafted in the second round. Yeah. A lot of question marks around him. I'm excited to see who he is. I am. But my thing is, if they're 1-6 or if they're 2-7, it probably means he hasn't been playing all that well.
So the last year I remember... That I'll tell you, me as a fan, right? Remember that having no going, they're going to be horrible, was 98.
Okay.
Going into the 98 season.
Yeah, it's not this century.
They had the horrible quarterbacks, Detmer, Pete, like gross, right? Ray Rhodes, he had lost that, you know. He was fun earlier when he was talking about guys coming to your house, intruders,
right,
and peeing on your drapes and all kinds of lewd things. But at that point in time, going into 98, the vet still stood as a stinky joint. It was an ugly time in Eagles history. That's the last low point.
Yeah.
Where you had nothing to look forward to. At least here you got Sirianni and Jalen Hurts to look forward
to. Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway.
All right.
But they would still go EAGLES.
Yeah, not right now, man.
And I was in New York. Even that whole decade, the whole 90s decade was, you know, when Randall leaves, he had no quarterback.
Right, and nothing. Real quick. Is there any correlation between the sports gods and the schedule gods, or are they in their own separate office up there?
Mean?
Like, are they connected, the sports gods and the schedule gods?
No.
No, okay. Because I was blessed.
That question?
Well, I was blessed by the schedule gods last night. My buddy's wedding is on a Sunday. Eagles play Monday night that week. Last year, remember, the one Monday night game was on my anniversary, which was just a lot of fun to have that conversation with my lovely wife. Previous year, we had the November 30th wedding date. That's with the trip to Miami. It just so happened that it happened on that week. So I got screwed 2 years in a row from the scheduling gods. This year, I was blessed by the scheduling gods. I am also believing that the Sixers are going to the NBA Finals. I got that hunch. So I'm wondering, is there any connection between the sports schedule gods and the sports gods?
No, because here's the thing. The bro is a victim of the schedule gods this year.
Oh, that's right. I heard you guys talking about it.
So the bro's due date for his second child, God bless the bro and his wife, Abby, is right in the middle of the two big trips.
That's
Carolina, Vegas. Now, he's got a buddy in Carolina who's got big paper and big pull. And he, in the morning show, the whole morning show, is going to Vegas. And he's stuck in the middle. And he can't go.
That sucks. Okay.
Because he's a baby.
All right, so there's no connection.
Now, the schedule god is an individual god.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Oh, man.
Like, he just smiled on the schedule god.
He did. He hooked me up.
Now, he's a very low totem pole man and god.
I mean,
he's not even all god. He's half man, half god.
The one Monday night game last year was my anniversary. But the one Monday night game this year is the day after the Sunday wedding.
Yes.
Huge development yesterday.
Yeah, big. Schedule god is more like Hercules, more man, but not as big as a god.
What, do you think he's got the phone number of the sports gods?
Yes, I believe he looks up to the sports gods, but is not invited to the party.
Well, hopefully I got blessed by the schedule god, half man, half god.
Right, half schedule, half god.
And I believe that the Sixers going to the finals. Like, I have that feeling. So maybe my man can go on speed dial.
And whisper to the sports gods.
Like, hey, this guy's
the sports gods greater than symbol, schedule gods. Schedule god is only one of them.
Yeah. I don't want any bad juju, so I'm not going to respond to that.
Just disrespect the schedule god. You're good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.